This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning. It is 5:47, and we are very excited because around an hour from now, you should be listening for your chance to win tickets to go see John Legend, okay? He's going to be at the Met in August, on August 27th. But this is how we're doing it. You listen between 6:30 and 7 a.m., and we're going to play this little John Legend sounder. We're not going to tell you when in that half an hour, but it's basically him talking about being People Magazine Sexiest Man Alive,
That's
which,
right.
You know, he was named that this year. So just want you to make sure you know to listen for John Legend talking about himself. Be caller 10, and then you're going to win those John Legend tickets.
You'll know it when you hear it.
Oh,
trust
yes.
us.
Oh, yes. It's cute.
Yeah,
it's cute.
Very cute. By the way, $303 for the IQ. That's going to happen at 7:40. And the question, a personal one, how many adult beverages did I have while on vacation?
Ridiculous.
We have not gotten a close answer, but we did give a clue yesterday, in case you missed it. A lot of people were answering in the 20s. It is higher.
Yeah, we're talking about Bill Tafro here.
Right.
It's higher than the 20s.
Right.
Over a week's worth of time on vacation.
Absolutely. One person even said 17. I'm like, what?
Oh, that's a Tuesday.
That's a Tuesday night. What do you think I did?
But here's the thing. I mean, obviously, we're just looking for a number. So by process of elimination, someone's going to get it. And producer Nate is keeping track of all the guest numbers. They're on our website. So that'll help you out at B101Philly.com.
Yeah. Someone's going to win all that cash.
Yeah.
$303. By the way, going to be a little cloudy today. 40 degrees. I don't see any rain in the forecast, though.
Or snow.
And we mentioned this yesterday. There hasn't been a flake in February. It's the first time in Philadelphia history. It's incredible.
It's amazing. I love it.
Yeah.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, so you know how Bill and I have been talking about how we haven't had any snow at all this February. And if we do make it through the month, it's going to be the first time in Philly history that February's been a snow-free month. Listener Rita, and I love you, Rita, you know that, but she's Facebooking me and she's saying, stop talking about that with Bill, because we're going to put a curse on the whole thing.
I feel the same way.
Really?
But we can't shut up about it because it's such an interesting factoid.
She says we're going to get slammed with a storm. But let's be honest. How many more days in February? Today's the 20th. Like
nine more days.
And it's going to be like in the 50s this weekend. I think we're going to make it.
And speaking of Rita's, you'll be eating Rita's water ice before
you
know
go.
It.
There you
27
go.
27 more days.
Oh,
the first day of spring. Let's think about that. I found this little factoid this morning, speaking of which. Are you a stepper? I mean, I know you don't have a Fitbit, but do you?
Well, I used to have a Fitbit.
Okay.
I don't use it anymore,
I don't use it as much, but a lot of my friends do. Obviously, the goal is always 10,000 steps.
Yes.
New study says the act of walking and hitting your 10,000 to 15,000 steps a day will not help you lose weight. Again, this is according to a new study because they looked at these college freshmen, a group of 120 of them.
Yeah.
They studied them over a 24-week period, and they gained 3.5 pounds, and they all walked between 10,000 and 15,000 steps
a day. You know
why
they gained that weight? One, beer.
Yes.
But two, maybe it was muscles in the legs. There's no way not doing 10,000 steps a day.
True, because they're not saying anything about fat content. It could be muscle. You're absolutely right, because that counts as weight.
You know,
that is a good point.
Yeah.
I call BS on it, because I know plenty of people that use the Fitbit, hit their 10 to 15,000 steps, and they look awesome.
Exactly.
You know, and
it's the muscle.
Yeah. I got to start walking a little bit more.
You got to do something.
I got to do something. I'm in day two into my carb-free diet, my low-carb diet.
Can you guys pray for me? When he's in a low-carb diet, my life becomes just awful.
I'm a roller coaster.
This won't last through the weekend. It's hard, Bill.
I did it for a month, and I lost like 8 pounds. But that was a lot of water weight. I'm going to do it for 2 months. I need to lose 10 pounds.
Bill, you're going to end
gonna
it on
it.
Sunday.
I am not going to end it on Sunday.
It's impossible to do low carb like that or no carb for 2 months.
Low
for
carb.
For you, no, that's impossible.
I'm doing it.
All
it's going to happen. It's already happening.
Can I take a leave of absence for the next 2 months? You get cranky.
We'll see. I will make it through at least the weekend, I promise.
All right.
One day at a time, they say. Jen, at what time is it? 6:05, if you're counting this morning. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
You know what today is? It's National Love Your Pet Day. So we would love for you guys to give us a call and fill in the blank. Okay, it's pretty easy, I think, but here you go. I love my pet because... blank. Okay, so I have a dog and a cat, but I'm going to talk about the cat. She's my favorite. Okay, so I love my pet because she talks to me. Like, I swear she does. I will ask her a question, and she'll look right at me, and she'll meow back, and my husband thinks it's the weirdest thing. She only does it with me.
She's very vocal with
you. Do you want to go out? Like, do you want your kitty milk, like Bill says?
Mew.
Yeah, and she does. She answers me. It's
That's
so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I love that. All right, for me, it's... sleep next to my head at night, my little cat Zoe, because of the purring. It's like a little noise machine.
That's true.
And she's good all night. You know what I mean? And see, if I lock her out at night, which I've done in the past, accidentally, she'll get on her hind legs and scratch the door and wake me up.
Daddy.
So I let her in. Now, you know, so I have to do it.
Well, yeah.
But I love it. And that's when she's at her best. So, yeah, on this National Love Your Pet Day, fill this sentence in. I love my pet because blank. Give us the reason. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, so on this National Love Your Pet Day, we want you guys to fill in the blank. I love my pet because... now, for me, it's sleeping next to my head every night. That's what my fluffy black cat Zoe does. It's so sweet. Who needs a sound machine?
When you got that purring machine, right?
Purring machine.
Yeah. I love my pet because... she talks to me, and my cat literally meows back when I ask her a question. All right, now, Joanne, she just lost her dog, Bill. I'm so sorry, but tell us about her. So fill in the blank, Joanne. I love my pet because...
when I was sick, she knew it. When I didn't feel good or sad, she would jump up in bed. She was wonderful.
What was her name?
Misty.
Misty! Well, you gave Misty a wonderful life.
My husband said he wants to come back as her.
Oh, that's so cute.
Now, our furry kids have the life, don't they? Yeah, so on this National Love Your Pet Day, we want you to fill in the blank. I love my pet because blank. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Do you adore your furry little kid? I mean, how could you not? Our pets, we love them. It's National Love Your Pet Day today. So in honor of that... we have a very simple fill-in-the-blank for you.
Yeah, we do. All right, Joanne, go ahead. I love my pet because...
she's so big, fluffy, and warm.
Big, fluffy, and warm.
She really is.
Okay, so what is she? Are we talking about a dog?
Yeah, she's a golden doodle.
Oh, beautiful.
My neighbor has two golden doodles. They are big and fluffy.
And
you're right.
Love bugs. How old?
She's two. I left this morning just now for work, and she literally, as big as she is, she laid above me and my husband's head. She's amazing.
How funny.
Still like little puppies.
She really is. She lays upside down, feet up in the air, and she's out like a light. Like, you can't even move her. I'm like, look at this dog.
That
she's
is awesome.
She's got the life around in our bed, you know? But we just love her. They're the most wonderful, loving dogs I ever had.
What's her name?
It's Carly.
Carly!
Joanne, we can hear it in your voice, just how much you love Carly. Thank you for telling us about her.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. All right, so fill in the blank. I love my pet because...
and here's our number, 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So on this National Love Your Pet Day, we want you guys to fill in the blank. I love my pet because... now, for me, it's sleeping next to my head every night. That's what my little fluffy black cat Zoe does. She purrs all night. Who needs a sound machine?
You got a purr machine.
I got a purr machine.
I love that. All right. I love my pet because she talks to me. I swear she does. My cat literally meows back when I ask her a question. So, all right, Pat, how about you? Fill in the blank. I love my pet because...
she loves me unconditionally. It doesn't matter if I yelled at her or whatever. She comes back. She's a dog, and she always pulls her bed in our family room over to me by the couch. Aww. And wants to be with me all the time.
Yeah, she has to be near mom.
And what's her name?
Her name is Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell.
Cute.
Yeah, she's a rescue. We got her at 4 months, and she's 13 now.
Oh, my gosh.
And listen, especially the rescue animals, they know.
They know.
They know you saved them.
Yeah, we love her. I'm not going to replace her later. I know that.
Totally understand. So, on this National Love Your Pet Day, we want you guys to fill in the blank. I love my pet because... 888-333-B101, 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
It is Love Your Pet Day. I mean, we love them every day, but we're going to honor that today. And we're talking about your best friends in the world, those furry little kids. And we want you guys to fill in the blank for us.
Yeah, all right, go ahead, Frank. I love my pet because...
Because every time I walk through the door, he's always there to greet me with his tail wagging.
Oh.
And when I'm down and out, he's always sitting on the couch right next to me because he knows I'm down.
Isn't it amazing just how intuitive they really are?
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe it. I mean, he knows when I'm down and out, and he'll sit on that couch with me and won't move.
Aw, Frank, what kind of dog is it?
I have a Shih Tzu. I rescued him 5 years ago after my dog passed.
What's his name?
Caesar.
Caesar, that's great. I got to give kudos, though, to I think every one of our callers this morning has mentioned their pet as a rescue. Like, that's amazing.
That is awesome. And I'm in the process of trying to rescue a dog. And Jen's one of my big references. They may call you today, Jen.
Oh, no, I don't know what to say.
Make sure you're not napping when they call.
Oh, jeez. Frank, good for you.
I can't live without him.
I know.
Yep, I hear you, Frank.
Please give Caesar a big hug from us, okay?
I sure will.
Hey, we got some money you can spoil your pet with. $303. If you win the IQ, we're going to play around 7:40. Make sure you're listening. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, it's a safe bet that we adore our pets every day. At least we should, but especially today because it is Love Your Pet Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting some great responses with our little fill-in-the-blank question.
Yeah, all right, here it is. And Jane, by the way, is up next. So, Jane, I love my pet because...
Because he's the cutest fat dog I've ever had. He's really not fat, but we like to call him Chubby.
And what kind of dog is it?
He's a Carn Terrier, but he's on the big side.
Okay.
Yeah, because they're little dogs, right?
Yeah, they can go up to like 25 pounds. He right now, I think he's about 26.
All right.
We like to give him treats. My daughter loves to play with him and teach him all these different tricks.
The tricks should negate the treats.
Right.
But they don't, right?
They don't. You can't turn that little face down when they want their little treat.
No. Yeah. With those little brown eyes, can't help it.
No, of course not. Tell you what, guys, we are going to play the IQ in just about 10 minutes from now, and we're getting closer.
Mm-hmm.
We're eliminating the number of drinks.
All right, so it's a personal IQ, and the question is, how many adult beverages did I have while on vacation? The numbers have varied. We're looking for a specific number. We will tell you, though, and the big clue was that it's higher than 29.
And you can actually do this right now. If you go to our website at b101philly.com, producer Nate has put all the number guesses up there so far. So process of elimination,
mm-hmm.
someone's going to guess the number. And if you do, today's jackpot is worth $303. So we're going to take your calls in just a few minutes. Coming up next on Philly's B101.1.
It's B101's Impossible Question, sponsored by Mrs. T's Pierogies. Looking for a new go-to side dish that's quick and easy to make and fun to eat? Discover Mrs. T's Pierogies, stuffed with the stuff you love.
$303 for this morning's IQ, and it's a personal one. How many adult beverages did I have while on vacation?
B101, hi, what's your name?
Good morning, it's Steve. I'm going to have to say 33.
Nah, not it, Steve.
All right, Bill. Thanks, Jen.
Sam, how many adult beverages did I have while on vacation?
I know this is pretty high, but I'm going to say 84.
Ooh, we're into the 80s. 84.
Bill, is it 84?
It is not 84.
Thank God, Sam, it is not 84.
I think I'd still be on that beach somewhere.
I know it was high, but I figured let me take a wild guess and just throw one out there.
No, Sam, it's not that wild, believe it or not. But 84 is not it. You have a great day.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you. Do the same.
All right, so keep calling then with your guesses. How many adult beverages do you think Bill consumed while he was on vacation,
mm-hmm.
Saturday to Saturday? We've got $303 in the jackpot for you if you do guess the right number of drinks. So keep them coming. 888-333-B101.
All right, it's $303 for the IQ. It's a personal one. How many adult beverages did I have while on vacation?
Hey, Stephanie, good morning. What is your guess?
Hi, my guess is 44.
44 is not it.
All right, thanks.
Good morning, Adela. Beautiful name, by the way. How many adult beverages did I have while on vacation?
My daughter told me to say 51.
Ah, so what's your daughter's name?
Haley.
And how old is she?
She is 11.
She's under 21, Bill, and she thinks she knows you. So an 11-year-old is guessing, what did you say, 51?
I said, that's insane. And she goes, just try it,
Oh,
Mom.
That's hysterical. Listen, Bill is at 51.
I don't think I'm ever drinking again after hearing that an 11-year-old guessed my alcoholic beverages. Not it, though. It's not 51, Adela.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Sean, how about you? What is your numerical guess?
I say 67.
Bill?
Not 67, Sean.
But good try.
Danielle, how many adult beverages did I have while on vacation?
42.
Nope, not it.
That's okay.
This is going so long. Danielle, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Cheers to you. Cheers to how many cheers did Bill do while he was on vacation? We are going to add another $101. I did not think it would get this high. So $404 for you tomorrow on your Friday at 7:40 in the morning. How many adult beverages do you think Bill consumed that week on vacation, Saturday to Saturday?
And I'm not having a sip of booze until someone gets this answer correct.
Yeah, right. That means you got to get it right tomorrow because the weekend's coming up.
I'm about to give you it right now.
All right, so best of luck tomorrow morning. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
This is very exciting. Philadelphia has a new millionaire. So someone hit a scratch-off worth, you ready for this? $3 million.
Yeah, wow. Woo! That is something. Yeah, it was bought at a Wawa on Bartram Avenue in Southwest Philadelphia. Now, the Wawa for selling that gets $10,000,
nice.
Which is nice because, you know, Wawa needs money. They're strapped for cash. hardly anyone goes. Now, that scratch-off ticket, though, Jen, cost $30 to play it.
Really?
Would you ever buy a $30 scratch-off?
No, I wouldn't.
The highest I ever bought, $20, and I got my money. I was at an Acme, and I got my money back. I was sitting in my car.
Well, that's good.
And I was, like, sweating as I was scratching this thing off, and I'm like, I got my money back. I vowed to never pay that much for a lottery ticket again. But hey, guys, again, congratulations to that person.
$3
million walking the streets of Philadelphia. you guys can win something from us when we play Beat the Bee. Tickets to go see The Bodyguard, the musical.
Mm-hmm.
This is at the Walnut Street Theater. It's coming up at 8:30. I can't wait to play with you, Jen. Your love this morning's category.
Can you tell me now?
Want me to reveal it now?
Yeah,
it's,
if you
since
have
it's
it.
National Love Your Pet Day today.
Right.
Pets, all kinds of pets.
Okay.
The kind of pets you pet,
what?
The kinds that fly, the kind that slither, the kind that swim. All pets.
I love it.
Are you ready?
Sure.
You're a pet lover. You should do well at this. All
8:30,
right.
8:30, though. Not
8:30.
Now.
Guys, make sure you're listening for your chance to play. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
All right, it is time to play Beat the Bee. It's 8:30 exactly. This is a game where I try my best to help you with the random trivia questions that Bill makes up. I question every single source he
I know
has.
You do. You got to stop fighting me on this, but that's okay. It makes for a nice little lively game.
Something like that.
Something like that. This morning's category, by the way, in honor of Love Your Pet Day today, it's just going to simply be about pets. The kind of, the furry kind, the kind that swim, the kind that slither, the kind that fly, all kinds of pets.
I'm looking forward to this topic. I am.
On it.
These are the prizes you are playing for today, courtesy of the Walnut Street Theater. So Whitney Houston's greatest hits, they come to life on stage in The Bodyguard, the musical. If you do order your tickets now, you can save up to 50%, but you will win a pair of tickets to go see that show, The Bodyguard, which opens soon, this spring, May 12th. If you win Beat the Bee. So if you would like to play Beat the Bee, we're going to take caller 10 right now.
Give us a call, 888-333-B101 to play Beat the Bee. Caller 10 gets to play, 888-333-B101.
All right, well, we have a great prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. We have a pair of tickets to go see The Bodyguard at the Walnut Street Theater. It opens on May 12th, and this morning we are playing with Eric from Collingswood, New Jersey. He was caller number 10.
Yep. All right, Eric, I'm going to ask Jen 5 trivia questions. This morning's category, pets, in honor of Love Your Pet Day.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Pets. All you have to do is guess whether or not Jen will know the answers. 3 out of 5, right, and you're going to win. So, Eric, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
I am ready to play Beat the Bee.
Here we go. Eric's ready. Jen looks ready. Question 1, Jen, higher or lower than 300, the number of different dog breeds in the world? Eric, will she know that?
Yeah, Jen will know that.
I think it's higher.
It is higher. More than 350 different breeds of dogs worldwide. Great job, Eric. You're on the board. Question 2. Jen, snakes make fine pets, as you know.
I don't know that, but...
These reptiles are found on every continent of the world except one. Which continent will you not find a snake?
She's not going to know that.
She's not going to know that, Eric? Okay,
well, now
Eric
I'm trying
says
to think.
Will know.
All right, I believe Antarctica is a continent, and I don't think there would be any down there with the snow. So that's my answer.
That is the correct answer.
Yeah!
Jen is excited she got it right. However, Eric said you would get it wrong.
Sorry, Eric.
Jen's celebrating for herself. She could care less about you, Eric. Anyway,
I'm very selfish.
You got plenty of chances to win. Here we go. Question three.
Yes.
Jen, whose heart beats faster, a bird or me when I see a boss walking down the hallway at work when I'm trying to sneak out?
Oh, my gosh. This is so true.
Whose heart beats faster?
We could make a meme out of Bill trying to sneak out at work.
All the color drains from my face when I see a boss, Eric. So, do you think she'll know that?
She's going to know that, yes.
Yeah, it's definitely Bill's heartbeat is faster than a bird's.
That is correct. A bird's beats 400 a minute. Mine beats about a million. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
All right, one more, Eric, and you're going to win. Here we go. Question four, Jen. Do fish sleep with their eyes open? Do fish sleep with their eyes open? Now, Eric, will she know that?
Yes, she'll know it. 50-50.
It is 50-50. You're right. I'll say yes, they do.
Indeed, they do.
Excellent,
they can't close
Eric.
Their eyes when they sleep. Great job.
Awesome. You are going to love this show. It's The Bodyguard at the Walnut Street Theater. It's Whitney Houston's greatest hits, and they all come to life in this musical on stage, and it opens May 12th. So I hope you have a great time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. It was fun playing with you, Eric, and if you can hang on, we'll get your info, okay?
You got it. Thank you.
And make sure you're listening tomorrow morning at 8:30 for your chance to play Beat the Bee with Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.